This is a Triple J podcast.
Where is Rihanna?
Where is Rihanna?
Where are you, Riri?
Put her photo on a milk carton because she's currently missing from the Met Gala runway. The
champagne carpet. Oh my God, Pip and I have spent like the past 2 hours just refreshing, constantly trying to find the updates of the Met Gala.
What's the theme again? Garden of Time?
Garden of Time or something. Yeah. So for you listening right now, you're probably listening when the red carpet is finished and done. We are in the midst of it right now, recording this for you. And Pip and I are addicted. What have we come up with, Pip? We hate short skirts.
Yes.
The short dress needs to go.
I think that was a very poignant point of yours, actually.
I just think if you're going to go gala, go long.
I think long is good. Unless you're doing bodysuit, fine. Short skirt, nah. I haven't really seen that many good short skirts. Also, when we were looking at some of these people who were really turning up, and we're like, who is that? Literal nobodies.
So we figured that you probably have to pay a lot of money, right, to get a ticket. But this is like the most exclusive event of the year. And people really, really show up in their outfits.
Yeah.
They get judged heavily, which is exactly what we're doing right now.
Yep.
Popcorn in hand.
Fashion critical over here.
In a like sloppy, I mean, they're like sloppiest jumper ever.
I mean,
no makeup on. And I'm like, they look shit.
I'm in an op shop outfit, so.
All right, who's slaying? Okay. Doja Cat.
Slaying Doja Cat, obviously.
Looks amazing.
I'm going to say shout out to K-pop fans who listen to The Hookup. Stray Kids. They look like a bunch of sexy vampires.
Zendaya is looking so hot. She's gone like goth. There's like florals, flowers, vibes happening.
Well, I will say it's a bit indulgent that she did 2 red carpets. I don't know. I think it's a bit selfish because it's such an exclusive event. I'm like, let people have their moment. You don't need 2. Like, yeah. Don't you think that's a bit selfish?
It is selfish. But I feel like she's allowed. Lady Gaga did like 6 outfit changes a couple of years ago. Tyler, who sings Water.
Yeah. So her sand outfit.
Best on ground for me.
If you don't know what that is, go and Google it. But I'm going to go to the boots and the nays right now. I'm booting Emrata for sure.
Yeah. I feel like the Free the Nip. The way that I'm just over it. I'm like, no, definitely Free the Nip, obviously. But the way that she continues and some people continue to do Free the Nip is boring to me now. Whereas Doja Cat's done Free the Nip in the most hot way. It literally looks like she's wearing a plastic bag.
Yeah.
But somehow she looks so hot.
You're right. Like, I think Free the Nip had a moment and now we're desensitized to the nipple. But you know what? Doja Cat, I love the representation of a big areola. I'm like, queen. We love to see it.
Yeah.
Body positivity.
We could, honestly, Pip and I could talk about this.
We should do a fashion podcast.
Hello?
Hello?
Are we
qualified? No.
Are like any bosses listening? Hey, I've done some red carpets.
Hey, you absolutely have.
Absolutely done some red carpets.
Watch out, Brownlow 2024. The nipple is out.
Yes, no. Anyway.
Let's get on with this episode.
Yes.
We're talking about when should you know that your partner is the one. So we saw this TikTok that was going viral and we thought this is such an interesting topic. We knew that you would come through with some great opinions on whether or not somebody should be your life partner and how do you know, like at what point do you measure it by time?
Mm-hmm.
Do you measure it by experience? So let's get into it.
So when Pip and I decide each episode, sometimes it's inspired by you. You DM us, which you can at Triple J The Hookup, or it's something that's happening in our life, or it's something off TikTok because we are journalists and that's how we get a lot of info from. And there was a specific TikTok that went viral a couple of weeks ago that Pip and I were just like, oh my gosh, this is something that we need to chat about.
If you don't know if you want to marry someone after being in a relationship with them for 2 years, to me, it's a no, you don't. That first year, all the excitement, the honeymoon phase, all of that, okay, you've given that a year to wear off. You've done everything together once. You've spent the holidays together once. Whatever. Year two is when the struggles come and you can't really hide who you are anymore. You know who that person is and they should know who you are.
So much to unpack. Firstly, let's take out the marriage thing.
Yes. We don't want to talk about marriage because a lot of people obviously do not care for being wed. It's a very old concept. We're over it. So let's pretend she said like long-term life partner, you know, long-term relationship.
Yes.
So we asked you on our Instagram, at Triple J The Hookup, do you think you should know if your relationship is long-term after 2 years of dating? This surprised me so much. 85% of you said yes.
Really?
Because I like disagree.
Okay, we'll get into that. Yeah. We'll get into that. We also put up another poll that said, how long should you be in a relationship before you should know / make a decision? 17% of you said a year. 2 to 3 years, 58% of you said yes. Mm-hmm. 3 to 5 years, 21%. And 5 years, 4%. I'm excited to get into this because there were so many different points that you made. And a lot of you were like, nope, you should know straight away.
Yeah. So many people were DMing us and saying that they knew by the first couple of dates that they were like, they're the one. That's who I want to be with for the rest of my life, which I find scary and like unrelatable, like quite literally so unrelatable. So let's break this down. Let's start with the people who reckon you should know early on, like Dave.
I think you should have a good idea if it's the right person by 6 months, really. And you should really know for certain by a year. If you're staying longer than that without knowing, I think you've got to ask yourself, do you even know what you're looking for?
Wow.
It's too early. No way am I going to know that by 6 months.
Some people do, though. We did have a lot of DMs from people who were like, I just had a gut feeling about this. And this is something that Marnie sent us a voice memo about.
I knew a month after meeting my partner that it was long term. Shortly after that, we were exclusive, and 3 months in, we were engaged. It was instinctual, no grand proposal. It was just a simple decision that we made in bed one morning. A year and a half later, we got married because we didn't see the point in waiting. The funny thing is, a year or so before we met, I'd come out of a six-year relationship that had been riddled with struggles, which I think never really helped me to feel completely sure of that relationship or having a long-term marriage with them. So for me, I've also realized now that time has nothing to do with knowing or feeling that it's right. If you both feel it, then all you have to do is dive in head first and have no real need to look back.
Taking away that gut feeling, right? If we do want to unpack years, let's say the first year. So Dave's like, nope, straight away, you should know. But I'm like, the first year is limerence.
Mm-hmm.
It's the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
How much can you really trust that gut feeling if you're kind of a bit blinded?
Yeah, 100%. Can I just like quickly put out there, does anyone relate to the feeling of having like no gut feeling? Because like sometimes I feel like I have a really weak sense of that and I don't really know why, and I probably should go to therapy and figure that out. But it's like, am I just like walking through life disassociating and being like, everything's chill, everything's cool? And like when someone's like, what do you really want in this relationship? Do you see yourself with this person in the future? I'm literally like, gut feeling where? Like I can't feel it. And maybe that's why I keep staying around in like long-term things. Like, I don't know.
I think that'll be really relatable. I think that so many people just, if we're talking about years, kind of stay in things because they're easy, they work, there's no reason to leave.
Mm.
And you've made the commitment to the person. It's like if you and some people don't want to ask those questions of themselves, right? And I feel like you've spoken to me about this before where you're like, where I've been like, okay, but do your values align? And you're like, what?
Do you know what I mean?
I'm like, babe, you're 5 years in. What do you mean? And it reminds me of this message we got from Kessie who said, year 5 to 7 is a test of conflict resolution and communication skills. All can be peachy up until then and true testing begins. Buckle up for that ride. And I feel like you relate to that a little bit.
Mm.
But for me, I read that and I go, what the fuck? What do you mean you're waiting 5, 7 years to figure out if you can conflict resolute?
Yeah.
And have communication skills.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's important and critical stuff to figure out about a partner you're thinking about being with long term in the first couple of years.
Don't you think that that should be happening in like year one?
Oh, 100%. You're just starting to get to know each other. So that's when stuff comes up. That's when you're like negotiating and learning how to compromise and figuring each other out. And that's where like fights happen. I mean, fights will happen throughout a whole relationship, but that's really when you're like testing and getting to know each other. So that's when you should be figuring out how to conflict resolute.
But I do think that a lot of people skip that year to 2 years because they're still in limerence and they're still in honeymoon.
For 5 years?
So no, not for 5 years, for the first 2
oh,
years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So where you're like, oh, you should be working this out really early on. I feel like maybe a lot of people skip that phase because they were just like loving it and feeling it. And maybe that's me. Like I feel like I sit in that phase and I love it and I'm like holding on for dear life. Maybe as well as like a counterpoint to the girlies, boilies and dailies who don't have gut feeling like me, maybe there's also logic people as well where they're literally like, oh, no, I'm actually just in the limerence phase right now.
Mm.
So, like, logically.
That's me.
Yeah.
I'm a logic. I'm like, we're having hard discussions really early on because I'm not a time. I just don't waste time. And this was what Lou, this is like how Lou felt about relationships in those first couple of years.
This happened to me with my ex-partner. Yeah, we were together for 3 years, but there were some things about him that I wasn't really sure. And one day I was just thinking about it and I said to myself, I don't see a future with this person. I'm not going to marry him. So, yeah, I'm just going to end it. It was really sad. Yeah, but it was for the better.
That's you. Like, you know, we've spoken about this before, how you're like, give me a reason and I'll cut and run.
Yes.
Whereas I'm like, no, I'm going to commit and stay on because I just, you never know. Like, I feel like this could be good. I don't know, I have this like weird sense of hope or trust, whereas you're like, give me a reason and I'm out.
But I'm also like, if it's not long term, then what's it for?
Yeah.
But maybe that is because I'm like end of 20s, you know what I mean? I've done the dating for fun. I've been single for ages. So at this point in my life, I'm like, yeah, I just don't see the point in unless it like, and I totally love casual fun things, but I'm like, if it is a long term thing and you're not both seeing it as that, then I don't see the point.
Yeah. And we will get to the age thing because I think that does bring a huge factor and potentially why I've been fucking around in my 20s and now I'm like, oh, shit, I was meant to have these conversations earlier. We got a DM from Jules saying, I had a partner for 7 years and we were together for such a long time. One day I asked, when would we be getting married? And he told me he knew 4 years ago he didn't want to marry me and that was the end of it. He got engaged 6 months later. And we still hold a lot of respect for each other. I have forgiven him. You're nicer than us, Jules. Like, I don't know if I could forgive after that. I totally get where they're coming from there. Like, that's deceitful, right? Because he's like, I already knew. And I was just chilling, wasting both of your time.
But also, totally. But also at the same time, it's like, Jules didn't ask the questions. This is what I mean. Mm. This is where I sit of like having those conversations early on. Because if you have had them and then you're on the same page, great. You can, or if you're not, then you can talk about whether or not you see a future together. Whereas waiting 7 years and then being like, hey, are we going to get, like, that's a long time.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, how do you feel about marriage? Oh, I don't want to marry you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I thought that's where this was
going. Yeah. Which is funny because like in the original TikTok we saw, I was going through the comments and there were a lot of people that were like, if he doesn't put a ring on your finger within 3 years, like get out of there. Which I just don't agree with and I don't really know why, but I'm like, I just think you need more than 3 years.
On the other side of this though, Pip, there were a lot of you who DM'd us and said, And also, this is how you see relationships, right? And there was a lot of people who said, I see relationships as a place where I can learn about myself and it's not something I'm rushing or thinking about or stressing over long-term-wise.
Mm.
Julian has sent us a voice memo about this.
I just turned 26. I am nowhere near settling down, feeling ready to settle down. So when I was in relationships the past couple of years, I never put any time period on how long I have to be in this relationship. I never felt any pressure to have to, you know, make up my mind on whether I want to spend my life with this person. As long as I was having fun, I was feeling fulfilled and feeling respected, then, yeah, I felt none of that pressure at all. Like, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll be, and it was as simple as that for me.
Why is that you?
No, I mean, it is actually me. I feel like I've had this conversation with past partners and they've been like, don't waste my time. And I'm like, is it actually time wasted if we're having fun, making memories, like learning about each other, learning about ourselves? Like there were so many people who DM'd us and they were like, live in the moment. It's fine. So if you're in that camp, like go off. Mm. I think I'm sort of like a toe in there as well, completely.
Because at the end of the day, like we've been saying, it's about what you're dating for, right? Like, for me right now, it's like a long-term partner.
Mm.
For some people, like Julian, he's like, I'm 26.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm just having fun. I'm getting to know myself, which is great, right?
Yeah.
So then I guess the whole argument of like, when should you know, maybe it's not about the timing, it's about what headspace you're in and when your partner's in a similar headspace.
Completely. Another thing is, like, you know, time for a lot of people is just not a good measurement. So a lot of people came through and was like, it's actually not about doing your little XYZ timeline of it's got to be 2 years, 3 years, five, whatever. It's about the experiences that you go through. We had so many people get in touch being like, this is how I measure how I know if I'm going to be with somebody. And Austin had such a beautiful story to tell.
I was always unsure if this was the person I was meant to be with for the rest of my life. However, we went through a lot of milestones, like moving away from a country town to the city. But I think it wasn't really a waste of time because I learnt more about myself and what I wanted in a partner and everything. So now when I found my now fiance, I knew exactly what I wanted and what I was looking for in a partner. So I don't think it was a waste of time. I think you need to go through a bit of shit to find the right one sometimes. And then when you find them, you know.
Oh, I love that, Austin. Thank you for sending that. Yeah, I think that, like, okay, I think you should be having the conversations within the first couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
At least, like, temperature checking, are you on the same page about your future, values-wise, compatibility, all of that stuff. But I do think he has such a huge point of, like, move together, go traveling together, get a new job, go through hardship, go through, like, times where, like, it's not just limerence and all honeymoon.
Test it, stress test it a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like Jerry Karantzis would have something to say there, wouldn't he? He's all about the stress test on the relationship. He's
love expert.
Yeah, love expert. If you're new here, that's someone we come to for some really good relationship science and stats. Anyway, Josie came through with this voice memo reiterating that you should use experiences and hardship, not time.
I don't think it should be based on how long you've been together. I think it should be based on your joint experiences and struggles. Do you have the same values? Do you communicate the same way? Do you resolve conflict the same way? Have you had difficult conversations and how you've overcome all of those? And for some couples, that might take longer than 2 years. I guess from experience, my ex and I took longer than 3 years to realize that we're not compatible in a lot of things.
I just had this great idea. What? Imagine if we made a company that was like, hey, stress test your relationship. We're going to put you in, like, escape rooms and, like, horrible,
oh my God,
horrible travel experiences, you know, like that, to be like, okay, well, how did you react? And then you do, like, a survey afterwards and then they give you, like, a compatibility.
That is so funny.
Honestly, just put me in, like, a long road trip with, like, a partner's, like, family as well.
I feel like that's all you need.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. It's honestly just, like, a really, really long road trip, a holiday, you when you're on your period.
Yes. Family Christmas on the period.
Family Christmas on the period. No, there's just, but this, seriously though, there is a lot of things and hopefully nothing horrible happens to you, but that's life, right? There is a lot of things that just come your way. You can plan for the future and you might not expect certain things to happen. Like, someone messaged us and said, I broke my back and my mental health went way down, but that pushed my ex away.
Mm.
And I had a similar experience with an ex where we were in a really hectic car accident together. And I thought this was, like, the love of my life. I was like, we're going to be together forever, blah, blah, blah. But he just completely disappeared and just wasn't supportive in the way that I needed a partner to be supportive. So that ended our relationship. And it's like, this shit happens. And so you can be all, like, rose-tinted glasses and be like, oh, I've been with this person for 2 years, so therefore, like, wait, we should be married or we should be together for a long term.
Oh my God, even like 5 years, 6 years, and then something terrible like this happens.
A death in the family, mental health stuff, like, so much can happen. And
probably
will, because that's just life and it happens to you. So, like, I totally, totally agree with, like, the experiences thing.
I think going back to what we were saying, it's like dating with intention. Like, why are you there? You need to understand exactly what you're doing, where you're at with your life, where you want to be going. And we had this really great voice memo from Christine talking about how her experience of this was just like, you need to put in the work, like, you need to commit.
I had a 7-year relationship and most of that time I was sure he was the right person that I could spend my life with. But I wasn't always sure that whole time. There were definitely moments where I felt very distant and I wasn't quite sure. But that's what commitment is. It was choosing to be with this person and to work at it to get back to a point where I felt more sure, because that's commitment. And I feel like it's kind of like an orbit. It's not a perfectly round circle. Sometimes you can feel far away from each other, but knowing that you're going to get back close to each other and do something about it to get to that point, I don't know, that's what kept us going for so long.
Something really reassuring about that as well. Like, just to be like, it's pretty normal, even in a 7-year relationship, to have your ups and downs. That's really normal. Don't necessarily throw it away. Like, have those chats, have those serious thoughts, and like work on it. I feel like that's what my thing has always been like. Like, I'm just very much like the person that's like, nah, like, push through the tough times, I guess. Don't just like leave.
But then,
the gut feeling.
When should you know that
when
you know?
When should I know? That's what I'm saying. I don't have a gut feeling. I need to go to the fucking doctor. Like, there's something wrong with me. Like, how am I meant to know? Like, I don't know. But yeah.
I still don't know if I fully know the answer. I think we were talking about, like, what we were talking about before about it can be so age dependent, right?
Yes.
And this was something that Ari messaged us about.
I definitely think it depends on your age. When I was younger, I was okay with the idea that relationships may not be forever. And also in my 20s, I think I romanticized what being together long term looks like. And now that I'm in my 30s, I'm more cautious about who and why I date. And while I don't want to get married, I don't want someone who's going to waste my time.
So this brings up another thing that I grapple with a lot as well. So I completely get it. Like, when you're dating at that certain age and you start going, right, I've got to set up my life potentially with someone in like long term.
If that's what you're looking for.
If you're like a monog person, great. But then it's almost like, are you actually, and I hate to use this word, but like settling by being like, right, let's say I'm late 20s, early 30s. And then I'm like, okay, I'm actually going to just try and like find the person now. And if they're not perfect, then I'm just kind of, I'm settling with them and I'm going to work on it and we're going to love each other and commit.
And then there was that, and then there was that message that we got from someone who basically was like, I was with my partner for 6 years and then I imagined them getting down on a knee and proposing, and my answer was no. And then I'm like, do you have to imagine these scenarios? But then marriage might just not be for you, which it is for a lot of people. So then it's like, is your no just because you don't like marriage, or is your no because you don't like see a future with this person?
Exactly.
I don't know. I feel like this is kind of what we were saying earlier, Pip, of like, just have these conversations, ask yourself these questions, dig deep into that gut feeling a little bit, and ask yourself about values. I feel like it all matters. It's like values, compatibility, how you conflict resolute. And I feel like that's probably go through experiences together, travel, holiday, hardship. That's probably all more important than the time frame, right?
I would agree.
Do we think that?
Yes, yeah. I would agree. And I think as well, going back to the age thing, I would say overwhelmingly people in our DMs were like, you fuck around in your 20s, go for it, do what you want. But when you start to get a certain age, you start to rethink it, you take it more seriously, and that is okay.
That's,
And you're allowed
to have... Which is where I'm at.
Yeah.
We're both that right.
Exactly. Like, if you're like, oh, I've got my 2-year mark, like, that's important to me. Whereas, like, maybe 5 years ago, you were like, I don't give a fuck. That's fine. See, I love this. It's so subjective.
This is why it's so important when we get you to send us messages, for you to get on board, for you to reply to our stories, and send us your hot takes, your experiences, your thoughts, everything. Because like you're hearing throughout this whole chat, it makes Pip and I fully reflect on ourselves. We're like, you know, now I'm like going to call up my boyfriend and be like, what do you think about,
You know what? I think we always say this, like, on the down low, we're like, this is kind of, the point of the hookup is almost like free therapy for people.
Yes.
But you can hear us like therapizing ourselves in here, trying to figure out our shit. And that's what it is. It's a learning curve for all of us. So, you know, we so appreciate all your DMs, all your voice memos. Get in touch at any time at Triple J The Hookup. And yeah, Ilya, good luck with your conversations.
Let me refresh and check Rihanna.
Is Rihanna there?
Wait.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Should I just go to her page straight away?
Just go. I'm not seeing her.
Oh my God.
No, there's no.
Bad Girl Riri has not posted.
She's not. Is she just not coming to the Met?
That's such a statement if she's like, no.
Wow.
No, but she was in Miami last night with pink hair. We know this for sure.
She's going to rock up really, really late then.
Okay. Oh my God.
Slay. Okay.
All right. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.